Summer Olympics in London are underway. Believers in Iran are released, but still restricted. And you have an opportunity to see hope rise in the Dominican Republic. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The 2012 Summer Olympics are underway in London. Mission Network News is partnering with Planet Sport to cover the games this year from a missions perspective. Christian athletes are participating, including American 400-meter runner and favorite Sonia Richards-Ross. Her faith is important to her.
My husband and I pray together at nights before we go to bed. We try to do Bible study together. My best friend and I pray before races. Prayer is very important to me. It's our direct line to Jesus, and we know that He hears us. And so whenever I can, I try to pray with my teammates to encourage them as well.
Human trafficking is a negative byproduct of the Olympics. UK coordinator of Stop the Traffic is Bex Keir. Christians attending the Games need to be aware of it and need to be watching for it.
When you see something, you might be the only person that sees it. And so actually sometimes you have to take that gut instinct and respond to it, and it's about passing that information on to the appropriate person.
Next, Romanian churches are facing a threat of persecution at the hands of the government. The larger Orthodox Church makes up around 85% of the population, with many of the evangelical churches being smaller. Patrick Klein with Vision Beyond Borders says the government's considering legislation affecting smaller churches.
The government is clamping down. They're making it more and more difficult for the churches. There's talk of even closing down churches that are under the number of 200 people.
Vision Beyond Borders sent out a missions team last week to work with one of the Romanian churches under threat of shutting down. Despite this, the church is doing amazing work in the name of Christ.
One of the elders in the church really has a heart for the gypsy people, and so he's really encouraged our teams to go out and minister to the gypsies.
And the word of God does not return void.
We're able to go there, minister the gospel to them, give them clothes and vegetable seeds, and then about five people came to Christ.
Pray for the Romanian church and the spread of the gospel. This is Mission Network News. Two believers in Iran were just released from prison, but the persecution isn't over. According to Voice of the Martyrs Canada, one of the young men, a university student named Essen, hasn't been allowed to go back to class to finish his management degree. It's frustrating, but both Christians' testimonies for the gospel of Christ have been noticed. The other believer, Nurala, even started a Bible study with inmates while in prison. You can get the full story at our website. Meanwhile, the school system in the Dominican Republic is suffering. As funding continues to slope down, even Christian schools are hurting. For example, the COCREF system started by the Christian Reformed Church.
In the beginning, COCREF had about 21 schools set up in the Dominican Republic, and as funding has decreased, they've been forced to close some of their schools.
That's Sarah Webster with Worldwide Christian Schools. She says to help COCREF schools stay open, Worldwide began a student sponsorship program with one school in particular. Since the Hope Rising Project started in 2010, 91 kids have been sponsored. It's keeping the school open, but most importantly,
if a teacher can introduce a student to Christ, and if the teacher is teaching with a Christian worldview, every day that that child attends school is another interaction with Jesus.
More sponsors like you are needed to help keep the kids in this vital setting. Learn more about the sponsorship program at our website. And when Kids Alive International came to Papua New Guinea 20 years ago, 8 in 10 kids were dying of preventable diseases. Well, since then, Kids Alive has helped get that number down to 60%. They've made a ton of health progress, but the lack of clean water is keeping kids out of school. For some, no school means no chance to learn about Christ. Help these kids out at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association's giving away the free book Scientists Who Find God by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. The book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive? Today and tomorrow, the last days, get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.